Babysitting 5 46-year-olds is absolutely absurd. My brother is friends with a bunch of inbred monsters, dude. Pure animals. Savages. These are all like 45-year-old men. We'd go to this thing called Oktoberfest, which is like music outside and a bunch of people and like a bunch of beers. I spent like probably $100 on tickets. And they go, no, no, no. What you're going to do is you're going to go up and you're going to like dangle the tickets like you're buying something. And we're going to steal all the beers. I'm like, dude, I already bought the tickets. Let's just give them the tickets. They go out to like find chicks or whatever. We lose them. They're like really hammered, so they're not answering the calls. We just get a call later.
Hey, Patrick and Dylan, your friend Brent, he's fucking stuck in a bush.
Oh no.
It's like a 46-year-old dude just in a bush, just like trying to fight people. One guy like shows us like a bunch of like, he just dumps out all this money. He's like, yeah dude, I just stole this guy's wallet and took out all his money. And we're like, what are you talking about, dude? Where am I? I thought you're an adult. One guy, we're just hanging out at the music, and all of a sudden I look at him and I'm like, dude, you pissed your pants. It's 46-year-old dude just peed his pants, dude. He's got a giant stain on his crotch. I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Welcome back to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. We're back at it again.
Yippity, Halloween. Y'all, yippity day. Oh, it is Halloween.
You dressing up?
Yeah, look.
Oh, he's wearing the same thing he's worn the past week.
Yes, dude.
Consume, no. Crossed out on your shirt for create, and you do no creation. So,
well, I create podcasts. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. No, I went back to my hometown for my brother's bachelor party, and that didn't require a costume, so I didn't end up getting one. So, not.
What'd you guys do after all the hoopla?
Dude.
Oh, did I uncover
into this right out of the gate? I don't even know where to start, dude.
Did you see my Halloween costume? And then maybe we can start.
No, I didn't.
Well, so Halloween is Athena's holiday. I don't give one shit about Halloween, but I like to be a good sport, and we usually do fun couples costumes. Oh, keck. Sorry. But she decided to be out of town again.
Dude, she is for sure cheating on you.
So I had to go to 2 Halloween parties on my lonesome. And I didn't know what to be. So I ran over to Spirit Halloween and got one of the first costumes I saw, which was the Cat in the Hat. So I was adult size Cat in the Hat for Halloween, which was hilarious, by myself with my mustache. So Cat in the Hat pedophile. Are we going to roll a picture? I don't know. Dude. But that's what I was, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it's what you should continue to be, because you got to go trick or treating just by yourself, dude, with the mustache and the hat and the cat. Oh, cat and Oh, I'm at 2 upload.
Yeah, you're talking to yourself. I'm talking to myself, dude. Hopefully it was good.
I thought it was funny, and then I flubbed something, so that's fine.
Let's talk about the bachelor party, shall we?
Well, dude, this is going to be fun talking to myself.
No, I'm here.
I went back home, right? This is why I kind of like mid-cacked on your story. I was with my dad. I started with my dad, and here's the thing about Slick Rick, my dad. Fuck, dude. I forgot about this. Wow, threads are coming. Threads are coming. So I'll just mention, like, we talk about 2 things. Remind me about crypto in a little bit. One is this sunk cost fatty. Okay, the other is crypto. Sunk cost fatty, we've talked about before. It's like you have food in the environment. You buy it. That means you have to eat it. But like, if you're really rich, you don't eat all the food that you get. But if you're poor, you're going to eat it because you already bought it. Kind of on that theme, my dad has a severe habitual curse. And that curse is the late night munchies. He's just got a house full of these tasty treats. See, what's tough, dude, what's tough is when I say something that I think's a little bit funny, and I get deadpan from you. It's really tough.
Because you cut out at We're back. Some technical difficulties, but we are back. We're going to commit to getting this laid down. Pop, we had... The viewers have no clue what's going on, or rather, they missed zero seconds of us. But
really quick, before I cut back to the Slick Rick story, wherever we want to punch back in.
And we have a threat outstanding. We have a crypto threat. We have, whoa, your camera. We have a crypto threat outstanding.
Crypto threat outstanding. Right now we're on sunk cost Slick Fatty. Before we broke, and we broke because of technical difficulties, my Wi-Fi speed, which we're joking about, $250 a month. I had 600 down, one up, meaning I can only send 1 megabit per second up. That means it's a shitty podcast to have. Belky, I just sent you a text. What does it read now?
This happens to most people when your Wi-Fi company or cable company gives you Wi-Fi. They often give you as much download speed as possible because that's what, you know, you're downloading video. That's how you spend most of your time on the internet. You're downloading information and you're watching it. So they give you the highest download speeds. Then they try and get people by not providing you with upload because it costs them more money to provide you with those speeds. So they throttle you down. Whoa, look at him now. 627 down, 250 up. Just needed a hard reset. Pop.
That's
check
all it
your took. Cable provider. Hard reset. Give them a how call. About-
On my tee too, dude. T's back. So Slick Rick, he has the late night munchies. Let's jump off from there. That's what I was saying. He'll cannibalize every human, small child, animal, anything around him at 2 a.m. So stand clear of him. Steer clear of him.
So when I was last there, we were all just sitting around. Actually, none of us were interacting. It was about midnight. He was watching shitty science videos on the TV. I was trying to be a good sport and watch with him, and you were off doing something else on your phone. And he stands up and he's like, boys, it's 12 or 1 in the morning. He's like, boys, I've got food from Dominican Republic. I'm like, what? He goes.
He has a little fridge. Dominican place. And then he gets all this late night food and then brings it right back.
He opens one of those white styrofoam containers. It's just chocolate. It's like 6 servings of food inside this container. A sampling of the country.
Arroz. All of it. Frijoles, plantains, whatever those are.
And then, wait, hold on. Just so I can add my context. He pounds some of that. We actually join in. I tasted some. We had some. And then... I think he also went and had cereal about 30 minutes later.
Right. Well, he saw me having cereal, and then he gets excited about it. So it's this negative feedback loop where we just build off each other. We pace each other. So on a similar note, the last time I went back home because of like a fake news bachelor party, we were supposed to have it 2 weeks ago, bad weather. I come back this week and have it. But 2 weeks ago, I got there, and it's like, the start of October, like October just began. And dude, sometimes I forget how to speak English and every language. I get there and what do I see? I see this glass, clear glass container filled with candies. And I'm like, Slick Rick, dude. Slick. I don't know if maybe you just have candies all the time. My hope would be that this is for Halloween a month from now, because that's at the end of the month. This is the beginning of the month. You don't need to stockpile them now, Slick, because I know what's going to happen. I know that you're going to see them every time you walk. Our house is small. It's just like there's only one living quarter. Right. So literally, like, you can be at any point in this house and see that candy. So I'm like, Slick, dude, I know your habits. This is going to get to you. And believe it or not, it gets to him. It gets to him then. And 2 weeks later, when I get back, I see it's a whole new set of candies. There were like literally 100 of these Snickers and shit treats in this thing for the kids. But he just like had them out early. So he literally wiped out all of them and had to rebuy.
not the sweet treat stockpile.
Dude, sweet tart. So that's a real danger of the sunk cost fatty is like you'll see all these treats that you bought and you got to control your environment.
Well, to a degree. So I was at a friend's party 2 or 3 weeks ago, probably when Slick bought all these sweet treats. I also have a sweet treat problem, okay? Mm. Because I think we talked about it here, but like I have enough willpower to not put any of that stuff in my house.
So the roulette wheel comes around, dude.
Oh, right. The GoPuff episode. Fuck, that's not out yet. And I can't wait to listen back. So the problem is, so I go to my friend's party and his mom, it was their housewarming party. His mom had made him these like quadruple chocolate chip cookies. Mm. And when I have one sweet treat, I got to have about all of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just start picking out and it's gross. Like everyone's like, dude, like how many sweet treats are you going to have?
A lot, dude.
And his girlfriend's a therapist and she was like, that's called, I think it's called restricting. Because you're restricting having the sweet treats, like a moderate amount of sweet treats, you get them and you just binge them. And so now I think I got an eating disorder too. So
That took a
learn something new though. Don't restrict.
Did you want to talk about dark turns? Let me just say this, dude. It almost got pretty dark a little bit ago. The darkest I think the pod's ever gotten. There have been dark moments, but the last pod, dude.
Was that
haven't
the last
seen anything
pod?
Like it. That was the last pod. We had to take a break, dude. I had to go on the road, regroup at home.
I thought we did one after. No?
Heart maybe we did. We might have. The viewer will know. But I just had to bottle this up, dude. Right after the pod, we kind of shut it down out of nowhere. It was like a 10-minute podcast. I shut off all the lights, sat right on this couch for the next hour, and just cried. Straight up cried, dude. I haven't cried in so long. It was so dark.
Heart of darkness. Fuck.
Literally the darkest.
I think I turned it off and giggled for a while.
I know. Well,
no. That's part of the problem. No. I was also... I don't even remember what happened. What happened?
It was...
business
That's
stuff?
A great point. I think it was all business. All I remember was like I felt really alone. Because like, I don't know why. Like we were really busy. I'd have to listen back to the podcast. All I remember is
we were busy with sales calls. We were two ships in the night. We were like kind of in startup mode, but you were all on your lonesome. Plus, we had all this crazy overwhelm.
Oh yeah, we had like a bunch of clients cancel. Like, so we're down to like borderline under 100K a month, which I haven't seen since like the darkest of the dark days a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. When was that? 47 in December. So just like a bunch of clients cancel. Now we have like literally like we have pretty much like 20 people on payroll that just aren't working on any client stuff. Probably more, honestly. At this point, and like we don't know what to do with them because we started looking at all the edits that they were working on, and it's like them just putting out the shittiest video edits we've ever seen. And it's like, okay, this
which
this
is a
thing,
client problem. It's like what we're best in the world at, clients aren't properly utilizing because they get an editor from us and then they just work on bad videos,
right? And so that was like. It's really frustrating to have the best in the world at something, but they're just not being used right. So now they're suddenly the worst in the world at this other thing that's not their superpower. And like everyone cancels. No one's buying from like just spending hours and hours on phone calls, like organizing. There are like a million people running around all asking for like referral bonuses and like what's the deal with this client? I thought they were going to buy and like they don't. It was just like pure overwhelm. And we wouldn't talk to each other really outside the podcast. Because I'd like get done with client calls at like 3 p.m. and then you'd like get done a similar time. But we have like an hour gap before I have to like leave or you have to leave. And it was just like
heart of darkness.
It was really dark. I haven't felt that way in so long. I don't know if I've ever like the business has been in worse circumstances. But I think when that's happened, I've been in Chicago. So it's like there was like some comfort there. But like. At least we had more contact. I hadn't experienced it alone. And this was like...
Look at you now, though. Looking good.
Well,
my takeaway from that and just shitty things in general, I try and take the long view, which it's just like this too shall pass. It's like go for a walk. All this overwhelm, in 2 weeks, it's not going to be overwhelming anymore. But it was a lot. It was
Yeah, no, it's totally passed. The cry was helpful. It was just like, oh, fuck, I just got to get this out.
Got to get it out. Got to get it. Just
Luis sucked it right out of me.
Just get it out of you, Pop.
But really, all it took was like, okay, that cry was sick. Got that through my body. Literally, I've probably cried like 10 times in my life. So this is like
10. I was with you for one. I cried in therapy last week. That was good. You just got to get it out sometimes, Pop.
Probably like every couple of years.
Get her out of you.
But really what happened, what fixed it, we just talked for like an hour on the phone after the crying. And I'm like, oh, this is a sick company. I totally forgot. It just reminds me of like pretty much all problems are just solved with communication. It's just like, I'm like, Belky, I feel really alone. And you're like, all right, you want to talk about it on the phone? And you're like, oh, this is a magical company. This is awesome.
I think where people get into trouble is you could spiral in that alone world. And that's a really, a really dark place.
I think I was spiraling on the idea that I was starting to radicalize on like we have a team of call it 50 and we're trying to hire more people onto this team. We have like a boot camp with another 5 people that are expecting to join.
I'm training a writer.
Right. It's literally like 10 people more are going to join the sinking ship, where the radical version is we want to fire 40 of these people, which would cause complete chaos, and which we don't want to do. We've since like de-radicalized there, but like we couldn't figure out a use for them. So it's just like the idea of having to like literally your entire company, everything you built is useless. Like we hadn't felt since our shorts breakthrough a year ago. A year and a half ago.
Add on top of that, I think so much of the overwhelm, I hope that episode comes out because I blacked out. I don't even remember how it ended. But so much of the overwhelm also comes from the fact that we're not spending all day on what we're best in the world at, which is making the crazy content we make.
Right.
So it's like that baby's not being fed while all of this other stuff is being lit on fire. It's just like,
so yeah, we had to have a great reset. What the fuck are we doing? And then like this past weekend, it was really overwhelming too. Cause we're like, what if we just got to the epicenter? Like we just had a shorts team and our email team. But then we realized like, even that's like 60 grand a month after you pay us. And we're like, fuck, well, how do we make 60 grand a month?
Right.
Like, and then that kind of rounded up to 100 somehow. And then we get to the point. Costs.
Well, then we get to the point where we're like, you know what? Nobody should be entrepreneurs. Because dude, I don't think this is unique. And I don't think it ever goes away. I think like business, this is like very, we have a very simple business. I think it remains difficult forever.
I'm holding on to it gets less difficult once we have Jack come and operate. Like we don't have product market fit. That's the issue, which is like the most stressful part about entrepreneurship. And we've kind of been searching for it for more or less like 3 years. And we've just been like brute forcing it here and there, but we've never really had it.
Kind of. We have, but then we kind of got close with where we are currently at, and then we just ditched it to make content for basically a year. And now we're just coming back to it.
Right. So it's just felt like really close. And I thought we had it with Headhunter. So I was like at an all-time high, but no one was closing because there's like a 2 to 4 week turnaround with anybody trying to spend 5 to 10 grand. And so I was just like at the trough of just like pure burnout plus two ships in the night plus no one buying plus the entire company that's supposed to be keeping us afloat is now sinking. And we have literally 20 people that don't have jobs and we can't put them on our content. It was just
cry
like
it out.
Pure cry it out overwhelm.
Wait, you have that or crypto thread?
Well, I wanted to say crypto thread. Dude, talk about cry it out. I don't know if these are going to be funny, dude. There might be a funny one somewhere, but yeah, to my point of like we have literally the best case scenario for entrepreneurship. Like best friends have a company and they're actually the best in the world at like creating that thing, but we still struggle to figure it out, and we're like more connected than anyone else. Like there's no person that we can't reach, but like we're still struggling to pay ourselves 12 grand a month, And it's like, dude, if we were to just work at a company, like, I don't know who said it. I forget who, but it was basically like, really all young people should do, and you shouldn't shit on this because it's like really the way to just approach life. It's like, work at a big company, hang out with your coworkers making a sick salary, and just marry someone else you work with.
Like, if it were easy.
If it were easy, dude.
And it can't be easy.
It'll get much. It's like one of those, like, we were hoping we were out of the trough, but like once we get through this period, our life will be long term a lot better. But like short term, like in your 20s, you just like instantly start off with a much higher paycheck. You're surrounded by a bunch of people. Like, we're all alone. You were just joking. Like, you just hang out all day in your studio alone, just drinking water. It's like that's the life of an entrepreneur. And it fucking sucks in certain points. So it's just like I've since radicalized of like, yeah, no one should really do this. This is really fucked up. It's sick when it works, but like you're really rolling the dice. You want to get into
crypto?
Fucking crypto, dude?
Or you need a couple mini threads in between?
I don't know. We might want to sit on crypto. That might be too hot of a lead. Well, it's not.
Well, you didn't tell us how the bachelor party was in general.
Dude, I'll tell you how the bachelor. We'll come to crypto next episode. Bachelor party, dude. So,
because you're the best
I don't know
man.
What I want to touch on here, dude. I'm the best man. For my brother, who I don't know. But that's fine. I'm getting to know him. This weekend, I spent more time with him than I have probably ever. I spent like a full day with him. So that was cool. What I realized is I get why I'm the best man. My voice kind of went out at the end.
That's your takeaway?
That's my takeaway. My brother is friends with a bunch of inbred monsters, dude. Pure animals. Savages. What? I don't... Dude, their party, dude... Dude, it was like... I don't even... These are all like 45-year-old men, okay? Like full-grown adults.
Your threads, dude. I think they're nothing. I think it's a big old nothing burger. And they're animals. Dude. What did you call literally inbred animals?
Inbred, yeah, inbred something. They're definitely inbred. So like we have this party and it's like Topgolf. There are like 10 of us. My dad even came. And dude, one like general theme, I think older people, they're so okay with drinking and driving. It's absolutely
well, your
fucked.
Dad. Yeah, it's certainly your dad's generation.
It's like it's everywhere. Like even my dad, like he was pounding tequila shots at Topgolf and then he just rode his scooter back with no helmet. And I'm like, dude, we live like 20 minutes away and you're going on the highway. I'm like, he's definitely gonna die like that. But that was fun. Then we kind of broke off and we did like a core squad bachelor party, which is like my brother and like five other people.
Well, your dad's not related to him at all.
No, that's why he went home drunk. My dad just shows up, forces everyone to take tequila shots, and rides off into the sunset. Dude, it's crazy. So I go back with the inbreds, like the core inbreds. And, dude, we just – what do we do when we get back? It's my brother's house. Dude, they're just – because my brother's like a very blue collar. Like he has a roofing company, and like all his friends are just like people that also like fucking – we're on roofs and 90-degree roofs. I don't know what it is. On 90-degree... Oh, my God. Oh, dude, inbred. Speak of the inbred, dude. I'm just catching. It's contagious.
Don't catch an inbred.
So, whatever. We hang out at his house, and then we go to this thing called Oktoberfest, which is, like, I don't think it's unique, but it's just, like, music outside and a bunch of people and, like, a bunch of beers. And it's just, like, dude, we get in, and, like, my brother and his friends are, like stealing beers from this tap. Like I spent like probably $100 on tickets and they go, no, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go up and you're gonna like dangle the tickets like you're buying something and we're gonna steal all the beers. I'm like, dude, I already bought the tickets. Let's just give them the tickets. But they get this crazy, right, you're 46 years old. So they steal a bunch of beers. They're just handing them to me and I'm like, I'm two handing beers because they just got a bunch of free beers while the like 14-year-old kid running it wasn't looking, or 18. So now we have all these beers And like out of nowhere, oh, I also took like I ate a bunch of mushrooms and stuff, and we're all eating like mushrooms and miscellaneous drugs and stuff.
Oh no, Pop. You on shrooms?
Never done anything. It didn't hit me at all. I didn't feel it. So I ate a gram of mushrooms.
Lucky break, dude. I did that once, and the entire world turned black and white, and it was a scary day.
Yeah, I'll probably slam some more at some point. I don't know why I've been always against drugs. At the wedding. Mushrooms are kind of chill. At the wedding. No, dude. Well, I get why I have to speak at the wedding, because it can't be these guys. So, like, we steal a bunch of beers. Then, like, one guy, we're just hanging out at the music, and all of a sudden, I look at him, and I fucking, like, dude, you pissed your pants. Just fucking, this 46-year-old dude just peed his pants, dude. He's got a giant stain on his crotch. I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Was he hammered?
Yeah. He's hammered. I guess. So
drugs, kids. Fuck.
The less funny thing is, my brother, when I brought that up, he like kind of pulled me aside. He's like, hey, Brent, when he was a kid, I was with him and he got fucking hit by a car like really hard. Sorry, a little laugh. When he was like 7 years old and was in a coma for 3 days, and like, he'll just like piss his pants randomly. So like all the time. So I didn't know that.
Autonomic nervous system.
So that's just shot. But we got one pants pisser. We got a bunch of beers that I don't even want to drink. Then at one point, Patrick's like had enough because they're all getting drunk and like pissing themselves. And so he just is like, you guys go on the loose. So they go out to like find chicks or whatever. We lose them. Like we can't find, it's a very small like corralled area. They disappear. Absolutely hammered, they disappear. Where do I want to go with this? There's something else. Basically, like, we can't find them because these the, like drunk 46-year-old inbreds are just running around. Patrick and I are like, maybe they went back to the car. So we go back to the car. They're, like, really fucking hammered. So they're not answering the calls. We just get a call later of, like, the one guy that pissed his pants. He's like, beyond belief drunk or like just intoxicated. So he's like stumbling around trying to fight people. I get a call and it's from one of them. They're like, hey dude, keep in mind these people don't really like know each other. Like one guy went away from 20 years and then he like came back, so they're not really friends. He's like, hey, Patrick and Dylan, your friend Brent that pissed himself, he's fucking stuck in a bush.
Oh no.
Like it's like a 46-year-old dude just in a bush just like trying to fight people. The story is not great, but like we finally like get them back to this restaurant, and they're like, one guy like shows us like a bunch of like, he just dumps out all this money. He's like, yeah dude, I just fucking stole this guy's wallet and took out all his money. And we're like, what are you talking about, dude? Where am I? I thought you were an adult. So that happened, and then like then the really drunk guy, Brent, he was like, some other guy came that was kind of friends, and they like, I don't know, dude. We like left. I don't know how to explain this story, but he like, we couldn't tell if they were like being gay with each other or something. It was like some weird coming out of the closet thing, and we couldn't figure it out because he was so hammered. And he's like, no, dude, just leave me with Matt. I just want to be with Matt. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what you want, but I drive home because I'm like designated driver. And now that, I can't tell this story well because it's so fucking just absurd. But basically, like, this really hammered guy, they just, like, hung out and were like, oh, are they butt-fucking? What's happening? There's this, like, straight married dude with kids is just, like, hanging out with this other dude, and they're both really hammered. We don't know what's going on because he was in a bush pissing himself 20 minutes ago. So I don't know if they're gay.
I actually think you have the right takeaway, which is you understand why you're the best man. After all this, dude, you were the best he's got.
The other friend was like, he was fighting with Patrick. They almost got in a fist fight in the bar.
Was Patrick mad at all of them? This is your brother.
He was pissed, dude. He's like, why are you guys making fools out of yourself? It's my birthday or my bachelor party. Sorry, birthday.
Yeah.
Literally, like, it was.
That's
it
a takeaway, too. You know, like, don't be a handful.
They were all handfuls.
Don't
it
be
was
a handful.
Like,
you're a grown man.
I wish I could better encapsulate how absurd this whole situation was. It's just like drunk people, because I don't really drink. I forgot how fucking obnoxious
it is. It's crazy, yeah.
It's like babysitting 5 46-year-olds is absolutely absurd. that are like drunk and on a bunch of mushrooms and like whatever other drugs they've been taking. They're stealing shit, pissing their pants in bushes. I can't like walk them down the street to the car. They're just like stumbling. I'm like, dude, you guys are a mess. I didn't even mean to touch on that topic at all.
Dude.
Do we want to? Oh, I guess. Oh, it's 20 minutes and we still got the other. Oh, fuck, dude. I feel like I got to nothing interesting.
Cardaloo. Fuck. How about that for a one-line ender? Fuck, dude. I feel like I got to nothing.